The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Prosperity Hour. Join host Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group as they guide you on your path to prosperity in retirement and life. Learn how to safely protect your money from market risk, creating your own pension-like income with their safe money strategies and implementing their tax-free plans. Call Greg or the team at 864-989-0176 or email Greg at mymoneyissafe.com. Visit mymoneyissafe.com and start now.
Good morning, folks. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and I just want to welcome everybody to the Prosperity Hour. And we are on throughout stations throughout the week and weekend. And I appreciate you all tuning in and listening to our show. Folks, if you want to listen to previous shows, you can actually go to mymoneyissafe.com, click on radio or media, and listen to some of the shows that we're doing. And also, we are doing Facebook Lives through Prosperity Group at Facebook Live. And then also, you can go to YouTube, where we've got some great videos. They're about 2 to 3 minutes long, and they give some information about what we do. And so I hope you enjoy the show today. And today's title is we can save you, learn how to save hundreds of thousands in taxes. And that's not an exaggeration. That's actually doable. I actually met through Zoom with someone. And by the way, we are available in Zoom. I want to say hello to our Atlanta listeners now in Salem and also all of our Tampa, Palmetto, and Sarasota listeners, and also our Seneca and Greenville listeners. You can listen to our show on the Roar in the South Carolina area. And stay tuned. Hopefully we'll be on some more stations in South Carolina again. But for those of you who listen to the show and you're saying, hey, we used to hear on WGTK, we don't anymore. How do we find you? Go to our website and you can actually listen to the show. You can also go to Facebook. It's unedited, but you can listen to the live version as well. Billy, I want to say hello to you. I hope you're doing well. Everybody that's listening to us, give us some thumbs up. I appreciate that. That's really helpful. It really is. But let me dive into this right here, okay? We've got a report, and Patty, correct me if I'm right or wrong on the report. I think it's a qualified analysis. And the qualifying analysis will tell folks how much tax liability they have on their IRAs. And it's a huge number. I mean, I don't think most people have a clue what their tax liability is, okay? People's tax liability is much bigger than they imagine. I met with somebody yesterday, $2 million in IRAs. He's done well, but very little qualified money except from a real estate sale. And what's interesting about it, what I suggested to him is I said, why don't we take your non-qualified money, put it into our P-slip strategy? And just for the review, the P-slip strategy is basically our properly structured life insurance plan or program in which we're going to show you how to minimize your taxes. Now, just to be clear, you can't evade taxes. That'll put you in Leavenworth if you're in the military. all right, so that's not a good, the brick condominium issue. But we can reduce taxes legally, and that's what you want to do. You want to strategically reduce your taxes. Very, very, very important, okay? Patty, I'll be putting up that tax slide that you sent me, so that's perfect. So we can show that. Now, folks that are listening to us on Facebook, you can see the debt. Right now, we're at $34.5 trillion. But I want you to notice something for those of you who can see it on Facebook. Our GDP is $27 trillion. All right, so we've got a 7 million surplus, right? No. We're upside down 7 trillion, not million, 7 trillion. And our U.S. tax revenue is 4.6 trillion. So guess what, folks? We are upside down and we are moving in the wrong direction because there's a shortfall. So the reason I'm pointing this out, that means taxes are going to go up. So if you don't do anything about improving your taxes, it's a mistake. So Patty, join in. I've been pontificating all of this tax stuff. I'm going to look for the other thing as you're sharing your thoughts.
And you're doing so well. I just know that one of the plans that we have that we love to talk to clients about is a tax-free strategy for income. And seeing something like this, I am very visual. I like to see things. Seeing something like this is crucial for our Facebook listeners and clients and potential clients. They can see that. But also on the listeners on the radio, you can hear about it, learn about it. And then later you can go onto the YouTube and Facebook channel and actually see the slide that we're talking about that just shows what taxes actually can come out of your monies. It's a lot more than what you think. You think that, okay, so if I have X amount of dollars and it's never been taxed, okay, I don't like it, but I understand that's the American way. I will give Uncle Sam the income tax off of that and I'll be all good. Well, maybe not. And that's what is so surprising. And Greg was nice enough to let me attend this seminar in Kentucky with one of our partners. And it was just very eye-opening. Again, like I said, I'm very visual. So it just brought to home the point of, you know, trying to make as much as your funds tax-free. And if this doesn't convince you, then the other side of the story is talking about if you think taxes are high now, just wait.
So, you know, this is a great slide, Patty, and you're absolutely right. Folks, first of all, let us teach you how to defund your IRA strategically, okay? And what we've told people, ran into this the other day, person's got $1 million 401k that he moved over to us in a form of an IRA, and I said to him, if I told you we could double this in 7 years, is that a good thing? He goes, oh, yeah, that's a great thing. And I said, what's bad with it? He goes, well, you doubled my tax. I said, that's right. And I said, what if we could strategically show you how to defund? And here's what I mean. Strategically taking money out of your IRA, paying it under these tax rules, and creating a tax-free bucket of money so that 100% of your money is not all taxable. That's crucial. Okay. And he said, yeah, that makes sense. So instead of creating that million to turn into 2 million, that million can grow to 1.2 million, but now we set up 800,000 of tax-free money. Which one's better? And not only is it set up tax-free, he or she can also take an income from it. So that's the beauty of this thing. This is creating that revenue. Now, for those of you who are on Facebook, so you can look at the slide that we're looking at right here, okay? This is a $500,000 IRA. Hypothetically, it's a 20% tax liability, and we're going to assume that the money is growing at 5% annually and he doesn't need or she doesn't need money from the RMDs, required minimum distribution, that you have to start taking at 73 years old. So if the person wants to reinvest that, let me go over the numbers. First of all, the taxes that this person's going to pay on her or his RMDs is $190,466. So we'll just say $200,000. Now remember, he started with a $500,000 IRA. Then the taxes paid on the growth of the reallocated assets, because remember, he doesn't need the RMDs, is $60,000. But guess what? Not only do you pay taxes and your spouse pays taxes, but then your kids pay taxes on what's left. So that's $183,929. So that means if for a 60-year-old client on a $500,000 IRA, he, she, or their spouses and kids pay $435,000 of taxes on the $500,000 IRA.
And we wonder why Uncle Sam is so attracted to those retirement funds.
Yeah, he wants the IRA. That's what they're talking about. There's an assault on IRAs. Folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. That's 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. You can also go to our Facebook or go to our website to listen to previous shows. Folks, we're really giving some information. There's some things that could happen. You know, I'm Peter Schiff. I wanted to play this interview. Maybe we could still work it out that I can play some of the interview on this show right here on the Zoom call about what he's talking about. It's mind-boggling. It is mind-boggling what he's talking about, the risk right now of the market crashing. And I don't mean in the fall. I mean crashing soon. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have an IRA? Do you have a 401k? Take advantage of an in-service rollover, okay? What does that mean? It means that you can roll over your account, typically at 59 and a half, sometimes sooner, and you can get it out of the risk of the market, and we can show you how to add anywhere from 16 to 35%. Call us at 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. So folks, we're almost out of time this segment. But Patty, you know, so they reworked this based on the current taxes on a 20% tax liability, not even a 25% tax liability. And they're showing on this example, and folks, you can go to our tax calculator right on our website. Go to mymoneyissafe.com, click on the tax calculator. It will tell you what your tax liability is. This is not a gimmick. Take advantage of this, folks. Patty, that tax calculator is a great tool that they can get right away. They can contact us. We'll contact them if they like. But this is huge.
It is huge.
What is that as a percentage? That's like 90%. Well, folks, we are out of time this segment. Give us a call, 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. Be right back.
Come bring me your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Jesus, I know with you I'm born again. Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Resting safe within your arms, I'm born again. I'm resting safe within.
Welcome back, folks. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and the song that you heard is a song that my late wife and I sang called With You I'm Born Again, made popular by Billy Preston in 1981, and that was me and my wife that sings this song. It was the first song that we ever sang together. It was the first song we put on our cassette. Cassette. Does anybody know what a cassette is anymore? Patty, do you know what a cassette is?
I'm afraid I do.
I mean, aren't they those little things that you click on when you're doing flamenco dancing? They go...
Yeah, that's it. And you know what? It's so funny. I still think of CDs of being new, you know?
I know. Compared to a cassette, yeah, that was great art back then, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's crazy. Hey, Mike, how you doing, brother? Seeing a friend of mine, one of my best friends, is on there watching. And Mike, God bless you, my friend. Hope you're doing well. So, Patty, here's what's crazy about what's going on here, okay? Let's back into this a little bit. Inflation is through the roof. And I want to be clear that inflation is a form of taxation. It's a form of taxes. So when you go to the grocery store and you buy food and you're wondering what you got for $200 and it's about a quarter of what you used to be able to get a year ago, that's taxes. It's a form of taxes. When you go to the gas pump, okay, when you order furniture that used to run $2,500 for this bedroom set. Now you're paying $4,500. It is going through the roof. Okay? It is going through the roof. And I'm going to look, while we're navigating this, I'm going to look with the Peter Schiff article on YouTube, because if we can play that a little bit, just a few excerpts of it, I believe that's crucial. And so it's crazy, folks. You need to understand what's taking place. We are seeing the greatest single inflationary period that I've ever seen. Folks, let me tell you something. Inflation is much worse than it was in the 1980s. It is much worse.
The cost of living has become astronomical. It's gotten to where people that are younger are looking at leaving the United States because they can't afford to live here.
Right.
If you look at the debt clock that you had up, that is what just so fascinated me, in that it showed what the median income was in 2020 was $31,000. The median income now is $37,000. It's only up that amount of money. Yet the median home in 2000 was 168, and the median home today is 417.
I mean, and you can't afford to pay. You can't afford to pay the mortgage. You know, you,
well, people can't. People cannot afford. That's what they're saying. The American dream is no longer available to the majority of Americans.
Not right now. Now, I want to say, as a believer in Jesus, that we operate under God's economy. And so I want to remind people what happened to Joseph. And Joseph prepared for 7 years of famine. And, you know, I hope we don't have 7 years of famine, but it's unbelievable what's going on. I want to play, and Ken, I want to know if we can play an excerpt. So maybe we can set it up for next segment. Of Peter Schiff. And here's what he says, folks. It's on YouTube. You can go look at this. He put this 11 days ago. And I won't go into Peter Schiff's background. He's well renowned. He said, U.S. economic crash will be worse than 1929. He is warning. Mm-hmm. That's 11 days ago. That's 11 days ago. It is crazy. And I want to play some of his experts next segment. But let's go to taxes, how we can save in taxes right now. Folks, you need a tax strategy. And let me just point out something right now. Your CPA probably doesn't even know what this tax strategy is. Okay, I'm not belittling he knows how to file taxes. But many of the CPAs don't give you tax strategies. Let me prove it to you. How many times does your CPA call you up and he goes, "Hey, you know, John, Patty, you know, I was noticing your tax return, and I think we need to make an amendment because I think I'm going to save you $20,000 of what you paid in taxes." How often do you get that call?
I have never received that phone call, Greg.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I get that call from my CPA because he's thinking that way.
Well, let me rephrase that. I haven't gotten one since the 80s like that.
Since the 80s. I mean, it's true. It's true.
They took away a lot of the tax, you know, strategies.
Now, I want to be clear. I don't want the market to crash. I don't want to donate taxes to the IRS. I just want to pay our fair share. But, folks, if you are not paying attention to what I'm telling you, you are making a grave mistake. A grave mistake. So we need to pay attention to what's going on with the taxes. That's crucial. Now, folks, go to our website. Go to our website. You click on the Prosperity Group logo. And I'm going to, again, share it on Facebook Live. All right? Fill it out in 30 seconds. And there it is right there. 30 seconds. You can find out what your tax liability is. So it's important to understand what we're saying right now. The tax liability is a big deal. All right. And with all of the gains, and I want you to think about this, folks, okay? By the way, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434, or you can go to mymoneyissafe.com. You can go to Prosperity Group at Facebook. You can look at previous shows that we've done. We're on television in your Carolina. We are in the Atlanta area. We are in the Florida area on the West Coast, primarily between Tampa and Sarasota. We can even be picked up in Avon Park and places like that. Ruskin, Palmetto, Gibsonton. I got to remember all these little small towns. And, you know, that are all in the Florida area. And in the Greenville area, we're on the Roar. So we're on Salem Broadcasting, all in Florida. And we are on Salem Broadcasting in Atlanta. Folks, we can meet with you for Zoom appointments. We had two Zoom appointments that went very well yesterday. Folks understand, especially if you've been listening to the show, it all makes sense. And it's a matter of me doing my job or Patty doing her job and just explaining the strategies and see how it fits in your situation. It's very, very true. And that's right, Don, Why Mama? Why Mama? Okay. That there's a place called Why Mama. Just saying, it's an Indian name, folks. I'm trying to be funny. You go, Why Mama? And so, and it's true. It's true. Beautiful area right there. I remember, Don, we did a Christian concert in Why Mama, and I was wondering why the crowd was low. Well, they had all gone bear hunting because we scheduled it right at the beginning of bear hunting. I didn't know they did bear hunting. But apparently in Waimama they do. So, and Tom says anywhere in northern Florida. Okay. In my opinion, bears should be seen and not heard or even hunted. So anyway. So folks, right now, if you don't have that tax strategy, it's a mistake. And Patty, listen, if all of the intel, quote unquote intel, we're getting that the market may crash even today, the question is, what do you do? Can you react quick enough? All right, that's the problem, okay? I'm looking at the market today, okay? The Dow's up 7 points right now. Woo! Yes, everything must be perfect because the Dow's up 7 points, so it's all good. It's all good. Folks, I want you to remind you of something right now. And Patty, think about this. We've hit record highs in the S&P. We've hit record highs in the Dow. How is the average American doing? Top 30 companies, industrial companies, are doing great. S&P companies are doing great. How's the average American doing great? I think that's the difference between the previous administration and this administration. Okay?
Exactly. And if the clients that I have spoken with recently, the potential clients and new clients that have 401ks and IRAs that are not with us, their accounts may be up a little to sideways to down. Yeah. So they have not been experienced these all-time highs either.
Unreal. Unreal.
It is.
Yeah.
So it's not, and you've got to remember, the market is not just a normal, just a little slide up. It is stepping stairs up. So those dips, if you get it on the wrong side, you could dip down.
Yeah.
You will dip down.
Yep. What's that song, Dip Baby Dip? Just kidding. It is going to dip. I hate to say it. You know, it's overvalued right now. All of the, we were talking about this the other day, dollar cost averaging, all of the, you know, all of the way you invest, nobody talks about it anymore. You know why? Because the government is just funding the market, in my opinion.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Folks, we are out of time. Call us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Oh, mama, what you doing? You're telling me they say you're not so well. But your sheer perfection, as far as I can tell, as far as I can tell, you're still smiling while others are feeling sorry for their lives. You're thankful for the smallest things.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've got experts that are saying that we're heading for a crash worse than the Depression. I don't know if that's going to happen. But part of our prosperity plan is our safe money plan. And that says that you take a foundation of your money and make it safe. Folks, if you have a 401k and you convert it to an IRA, just to be clear, you can't write off any losses. Call us at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com and I'll show you how we can add over 25% to your account. Give us a call.
You're thankful for the smallish things in life.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. We are on Facebook Live. You can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. We are talking about saving hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes. How do you do that? Okay, we can help you with that. We have a prosperity tax plan that'll show you. We're showing tools. You can go to our tax calculator. Just click on the Prosperity Group Gold Tree of Life there, and it'll take you to the calculator. You can fill it out in 30 seconds. All right? And it's really important to understand what we're talking about. So, folks, you know, Patty, we've been following some of this stuff. You know, we do our own research. You've seen some things. I sent you a copy of this article. And, you know, let me kind of give a little bit of the transcript information that they talked about. Okay. You know, Peter Schiff is saying that we are in a problem. Let me tell you what he said that's interesting. He said in the transcripts, and folks, I got it on our Facebook page right now, policy is too loose. The Fed's policy is too loose. What he says, they actually need to hike the interest rates more. And he said it hasn't enough. And so here's what so the person is saying, what do you mean? All right, he said Congress this week said that they're about to cut rates. A question of the fact when the whole market is trying to raise rates. So basically what he's saying is that the Feds were too slow to respond. We've manufactured the interest rates too low. It wasn't reasonable. And so what's happened, the reason there's no cycles, is that we have a government involved. We have a central government running our economy right now. That's not a good formula. Look what happened to the Soviet Union. They went broke. Okay, look what happened to Greece. In Greece, you could retire at 55, I think it was. They went broke. Okay, you look at many of the African countries that are now being owned by the CCP. Okay, the WHO. Okay, I'm not talking about the group either. Okay, so folks, you know, this is important for you to understand. So Peter Schiff in his article goes, handicap how quickly the Fed's going to start cutting and how much he's going to cut to the Fed is about to throw. Patty, do you remember we did a show and we talked about how they were going to try to lower the interest rates and at some point it's going to have no effect?
Mm-hmm.
We are there.
We are there.
Okay. I'm reading experts from Peter Schiff. He says eventually what's going to happen is if inflation becomes the main problem, and he goes, we're already really there, then the biggest economic problem, thanks to the Fed using it, is inflation as the solution. So in other words, what the Feds did caused inflation. He says the problem is about to get a whole lot worse than 2007 because the Fed drops rates and it didn't work. And he says it's not going to work this time. He said, we saw the housing market crushed in 2007. And he goes, I mean, everything kind of imploded. Unemployment shot up at an all-time high. High as you know, post-World War II of the Great Depression. Okay. So he said, we had small rate cuts. And then, of course, after the crisis, we went all the way down to zero. So listen, all of this government intrusion, I'm going to call it intrusion into the economy, doesn't work. Doesn't work. He says what is hurting our country is that our monetary policy is a failure. It is a failure. He said the monetary policy since the 2008 financial crisis has been much worse than the policy before it, and therefore the economic collapses that is coming. Listen to me. than 2008 is going to be much, much worse. He says it's going to be greater and more painful than what we experienced. He says the 08 financial crisis, you think a lot of the problem is where focused more too much on a global economy and the person's, and then he said, no. He says that's not what it is. He says it's poor monetary policy. He says we're so focused on consumption and spending that we think that consumption and spending is the economy, when in actuality, it's not the economy. There's jobs, okay? The reason we're able to consume so much more is because we produce is because we're going into debt to consume. So think about it. This is failing every standard economically right now. We spend money to buy more, to continue to spend money to buy more. At some point, it doesn't work. Do y'all know what a Ponzi scheme was? Is a Ponzi scheme was by a gentleman named Ponzi. And then what he did is he raised money. So he'd say to people, I've got this great investment. You can go in. So he got $1 million from investors. But he had to pay that $1 million. So what he had to do is he had to raise another million to pay the original investors until he ran out of investors and then he got caught. That is very similar to the banking industry, folks. The new deposits cover the old deposits. So Peter Schiff says depression could be worse than the Great Depression because of inflation. He said during the 1930s, listen to this, consumer prices went down quite a bit, and there was a buffer that was a benefit that helped us offset the higher unemployment. But have to remember that we only had a Great Depression because of government policy. Well, then what happened? We had a war to get us out of the depression. So he says the Fed that got it started, but then Hoover and Roosevelt tried to shorten it, but it ended up prolonging it. So basically 1929, we got out of it in 1946 at the end of World War II. So guess what? We're looking at a war. There's two wars going on. What happens when China, not if, when China decides to go into Taiwan? Hong Kong. Okay? So all of these don't bode well for the economy. Folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. Patty, I said a mouthful. What do you think of all of that?
What really alarms me is that I think that most people would agree that something's got to give. For him to say that it's going to be worse than 1929 is bad enough because everyone's read how horrible that was.
Right.
And even as much as I know, because, I mean, my parents went through it, and I've heard them talk. But not until that second, and when I saw, again, I've shared earlier, I'm very visual, when I saw in writing where it said that we came out of it in 1946, which in 17 years to come out of that, Greg.
Yeah. Well,
and if this one is supposed to be worse.
Well, you know, Patty, the Dow didn't recover for 24 years.
And I knew that again. I mean,
well, the reason I'm saying that, it was a false recovery. Because what happened, the war was over. We got distracted with the war. Remember, the Great Depression was a global depression. Mm-hmm. Germany was hurting. Hitler decided to come in. He promised the German people a chicken in every pot because there was hunger. Okay, there are some nations right now that are fighting hunger like crazy in Africa. If the Bahamas that are totally supported by exports, the only way they'll survive is through fishing. They have no agriculture. That would be their means of survival, if assuming supply chains and things cut off.
Right.
You know, he addresses the supply chain.
Wow. I mean, if you really start, then peeling it away like an onion, layer after layer. I mean, it is, it's very disheartening.
Well, it's true.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is non-financial, but I was just going to say, which is when we draw on our faith and we're thankful that we have the God that we have.
Right. Right. And that's why, you know, when I talk about a famine, a 7-year famine, like Joseph talked about it in the book of Genesis, you know, he became the top person in Egypt. Why? Because he heard God's voice and then he shared what God had to say. We cannot spend our way out of debt. Think about that oxymoron statement. We cannot spend our way out of debt. And that's exactly what's happening.
It's crazy.
I mean, right now, go buy some furniture if you can get it. You know, I get annoyed by this. When I go to a restaurant, ever since COVID, they don't pick up the stuff. Many of the restaurants don't even pick up the stuff on the table. They just let it sit there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I get so annoyed with one particular restaurant. The food's great, but I take the stuff and I pile it in their sugar bowl or not, whatever, their cream bowl, to give them a hint to get it out of the way. It's just, you know. But what's happening is we're being pushed into standards of mediocrity, and we, instead of finding standards of excellence, we need to pride ourselves after excellence. Right now, let me just put it to you this way, Patty. Who usually wins in the casino? The house, right?
The house will win. Yeah.
Okay, if you want to bank your whole retirement on the Wall Street casino, go ahead. But that casino is going to crush you at some point, because they'll switch dealers on you, and your hot streak's going to go away. I'm not trying to be doom and gloomish. I'm just saying all the signs are pointing to a major correction. Sell high, buy low. Folks, we're out of time. We'll be right back. 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com.
Yet I know when my eyes fail to see.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a 401k or an IRA? I believe we are on the precipice of the greatest stock correction that we've ever seen. You wouldn't think so by what you see in the last few months, but I'm just warning people. I can show you how we can add up to 35% to your retirement account. You can get a guaranteed 10 to 12% for income. Call us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. You better do an in-service rollover while you can.
Yet I know when my eyes
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for again tuning to our show. This is our last segment for today. The song that you heard is a song called See the Truth. And that's a song that my late wife Marie wrote in 1990. And it talks about, you know, everybody talks about pro-choice, pro-life, but nobody talks about the baby's perspective. All right? And that song is from the baby's perspective. All right? What would happen? I'm just throwing this out there. And you know what? I'm still an American and I still have the Second Amendment, First Amendment, Second Amendment. Here's what happens. If you killed a pregnant puppy, you would be arrested. Or a pregnant dog that has a puppy or litter, you would get arrested. But not the other way around. You understand, you can read between the lines what I'm saying. And that song talks about from the baby's perspective. Why isn't anybody listening? Okay, that's the words of the song. What's going on in here? What's going on out there? Listen to the words. I'll try to get the words posted up there. And by the way, folks, stay tuned. We're going to be opening our website. My ministry website is remnantchurchministries.org. I'll get you the information on that if you want to tune in. We'll have our music on there. And again, I try to, you know, I believe the way I believe. You still have the opinion, and if you don't agree with it, you don't have to listen. But the reality is we're just trying to get the word out there and make sure that people are listening and that they are being aware. You know, I'm using these biblical metaphors because they apply. People laughed at Noah. He was building an ark for 100 years. It never rained before. And people are saying, you know, why are you worried about the rain? How's the boat going to go? But guess what? He survived. Him and the 8 people in the ark survived. Nobody else did. Why? Because there is a DNA manipulation going on in Earth. And I'll just leave it at that. And that DNA manipulation required the flood. You know, I've had people say, well, why did, you know, how can a loving God kill people and order every murder, you know, the murder of innocent children? They weren't humans, folks. It was for the preservation of the race. So we can talk about that. It's in the Old Testament. It's right there. So, folks, give us a call, 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. Go to our tax calculator. You click on the prosperity tree, and you can fill it out in 30 seconds, and you get that information. By the way, that song that you heard again is called See the Truth that my wife wrote. The one before that is a song that my daughter wrote in my late wife's plight with cancer, and it was called Song for Mama, in which she was talking about the battle that my wife faced for 5 years. So, folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. Patty, just real quick, I ran into this with a client. He has a whole life policy with 2 well-known companies. Do you know what the loan rate is on that policy? If the person wants to take a tax-free loan, it's at 8.5%. Policy won't earn more than 6%. Our P-slip strategy is the reverse. The loan rate's 5%, but the policy's average 6 to 8. Just saying. So, folks, if you have these old whole life policies that you've gotten there, have us review these accounts for you. It could be really worth your while because people don't understand that. That's why,
right,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I agree. I don't think people do understand that whole life is the most expensive
right
life insurance you can own.
You're paying for a guarantee.
Exactly.
And typically when you pay for a guarantee, you pay higher fees because you want to avoid speculation. So whole life has its place. But as an income strategy to draw money, you know, I've got a good friend of mine. He talks about it all the time, and he touts the benefits of it. And when he shows me what he can offer, I said, run a quote on me. It's $12,000 versus $30,000. That makes no sense to me.
Right. That's quite a change.
Yeah. And so we can help folks with old policies. Something else I want to just tell our listeners, folks, if you have an annuity that you got before 2022, have us review it for you right now, because before 2022, everything was in the low tier. Actually, it's before 2023. From 2022 backwards, we might be able to help you tremendously right now, either to increase your income or get more growth. Many of these annuities that people have, you have to live 20 years to get your own money back. So I'm not a big believer in that strategy. But we can show you some more efficient ways and take advantage of these higher interest rates. Folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Patty, Peter Schiff says the expansion of credit, and so people are flush with cash from the government. He said because of government handouts and bank lending to go and bid up prices, that's what's happening. And you know, we were creating inflation long before we went into overdrive with it. So basically what he's saying is the feds have created inflation. They've created inflation as a strategy, and it's like the Frankenstein effect, okay? So the government sent bigger checks, and they get incentivized people not to work. And how good is that productivity for the economy? Go ahead, Patty.
There are so many thoughts. You ever had so many thoughts come through your head to where it's like, if you're on the interstate and all the roads are getting there and all the cars are getting there at the same time, it's a bottleneck. That's what happened right then when you said that, because so many things came to focus that I can't get them out, such as I've always, you know, you wonder, why would the government offer to pay those loans off? Okay. Why would the government offer to give out those subsidies? Because, I mean, they tax. So if they have to get, then why would they do that? They are they're reeling everybody in.
Well, you said
they're making us dependent on them. They're crippling us to where we can't be on our own. They don't want us to be on our own. They want us to be dependent on them.
Patty, that's well said. I have one word to say. Well, three words to say. Universal guaranteed income. That's the goal. Certain individual from the World Health Organization said, you will own nothing and love it. So think about this. Mortgage rates go up to 10, 11%. You remember that chart I put out there? And I'll put it out there again because it needs to go up there again on our Facebook site. What the true rate of inflation is. I want our listeners to hear this, okay? This is crucial, what I'm going to share with you. All right? The true rate of inflation. All right, I'm going to put it up there. All right? And what I did is I looked at inflation based on 1982, which that's supposed to be the worst inflation, right? 1982. And I want to show folks this. I'm putting it right there on our Facebook page. In 1982, you could get 18% on a CD. Inflation was at 14.5%. Okay? So if you subtract 14.5% and you were in a 28% tax bracket, on an 18% CD, you were getting a negative $1,800 value out of, I'm sorry, yeah, $1,800, $1,700 value out of your account. All right? In 1989, interest rates dropped to 9%, but inflation dropped to 4.6%. You were getting a positive $1,800 out of your 9% CD. So what that means is that in 1982, you were losing $1,500. In 1989, you were making $1,800 on your 9% CD, so your dollar was worth double. Now, if we throw in 2024, you're not getting 18% on a CD. You're getting 5% on a CD. That's another story, okay? One of our listeners says inflation's at 17%. Tom, if I'm looking at the same standard, the true rate of inflation is 12%, not the 3% we're being told. So if you figure that out on a 5% CD, inflation's at 12%, you're in a 28% tax bracket or 25% tax bracket, you are losing $8,400 on a 5% CD. $8,400 on a 5% CD. Okay? That is huge. That is huge. That these are numbers we have never seen.
And you will never see.
I don't know.
Because Greg, I'm sorry, inflation's only, what is it, 3.5?
Oh, so we're told.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's 12%, folks. So if you're not paying attention to these numbers, cash may not be king. That's why we tell people you need to have some precious metals as part of your strategy, and we can help you with that. Okay?
We can help you with that, and we have accounts that will guarantee on the income side that you will make 12% on your money every year until you turn your income on.
Wait. What did you say, Patty? Did you say 12%?
I know. And we're almost out of time, but that's a good thing to think about. We can help you with tax strategies. We can help you form a tax-free plan. We can help you form inflation-fighting plans. So we have lots of great tools in our little belts.
No, it's true. It's true. Folks, 12% guaranteed for income. So if I got $1 million, I can draw an income. Even if my account made zero for 10 years, I can still draw on $2.5 million in 10 years.
Exactly.
Folks, so listen, income guarantees. You guarantee and lock in. Folks, we're out of time. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Patty, thank you as usual.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You
do a great job. God bless, folks. Okay. See you next week. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Elley, the Prosperity Group. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our show, The Prosperity Hour. I want to welcome all of our folks in Florida, in South Carolina, in Atlanta, in Georgia. Folks, we are available by Zoom meeting if you want to get with us. I'm all over these states and we can help you. Give us a call at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.